Fool of Low IQ: North Korea Slams Imbecile Joe Biden. By Simon Kent on May 22, 2019. Joe Biden's decision to criticize leader North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has drawn a stinging response from state media. Calling him a fool of low IQ, personally bereft of elementary quality as a human being. The character assessment of the presidential hopeful comes after Biden lashed out at President Donald Trump, comparing him to tyrants and dictators all over the world at a Saturday campaign launch, as Breitbart News reported. Are we a nation that embraces dictators and tyrants like Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un? He asked to a no from the crowd. But Trump does, he declared to the crowd in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, responded late on Tuesday. What he uttered is just sophism of an imbecile bereft of elementary quality as a human being, let alone a politician, it said. KCNA also brought an allegation that Biden plagiarized a paper in college and mocked his presidential candidacy. Even the American media derided him as a man with manic obsessive running of the mouth, saying that he likes giving a speech but he is not serious in his words, the statement read. This is enough to make a cat laugh. KCNA listed other controversies concerning Biden, repeating the allegation he fell asleep during a speech by former President Barack Obama in 2011. That moment prompted a tweet from the president last month. Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign. It will be nasty, you will be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. But if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, April 25, 2019. Before leaving the matter, North Korea had one last dig at Biden. We will never pardon anyone who dare provoke the supreme leadership of the DPRK, but will certainly make them pay for it, KCNA said, using North Korea's official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.